Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync call for November 28th, 2003. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their names, to so people listening to the recording later can associate a name to the voice, now is the time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Ella.
Hi, I'm Red Davis.
I am Dippin.
All right. Thanks everyone for joining us, and those for those listening along. We have a few items on our auto-generated agenda for today. Let's begin in the PonyLang slash Corral repo, pull request 259. Update installation instructions to not be Unix specific. The path environment variable is very Unix specific. The update makes this more general and applicable to Windows, closes ticket 93. Okay. It also includes changes related to just adding information about pre-built binaries.
Yes, because
Yeah.
you can't install it otherwise for those. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. I am marking it as approved.
Did you intentionally check skip the first one in the sync, or was that unintentional in the agenda?
Unintentional. I think my mind thought it was an issue ticket rather than a pull request. So let's go to the PonyLang slash changelog dash tool repo. Pull request 103, add contributing.md. This is this like from a template that we've used before?
Yes.
Cool. There is some Wallaroo specific stuff in there.
Yep, that's what all of them are as an
Interesting.
example one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, if that's not new, that's fine. Okay. Marking as approved.
Other than saying changelog tool instead of apt-dirs, it's the same as what's in the apt-dirs one,
Okay.
which is the same. Things have been copied around forever and ever.
Yep. I know how that is. This let's go to the PonyLang slash flycheck dash pony repo. We have a pull request number 20, update Melpa versioning image. This is using, I'm not sure what Melpa is in reference to here.
Melpa, if you were an Emacs user, you would know.
Okay. I am not. I have outed myself as not being an Emacs
Milky
user. Okay.
Postman's Emacs Lisp Package Archive. Melpa.
Okay. There we go. And this is changing. I don't understand the purpose of the
We
change.
have a Docker container that we run stuff in, which updates the version as part of the release process. And we had a old image which exists in the Docker stuff, but which we don't have any source for that anymore. So created a new one specifically for Emacs release, Emacs mode release related support stuff, so that we'll
Okay.
have a new one.
And okay. So this image is used for tools that need Emacs mode related things.
Yep.
Okay.
Which right now is Git and Bash.
Okay. Marking as approved. There's two other repositories, library documentation action and library documentation action v2, which each have a pull request 34 and 12 respectively that add contributing.md. which seems to be exactly the same, other than the name of the project.
There's slight difference, and there's no, because neither of these has any pony code in it. All references to pony specific style formatting have been removed.
Okay. Yep. Okay. In the code formatting section. Right. Marking the first one as approved and also the second one. In the PonyLang slash PonyLang dash mode repo, we have pull request 173, update MELPA versioning image. This is the same kind of change we already discussed, marking that as approved. Finally, PonyLang slash PonyUp, issue ticket 127. Document PonyUp macOS slash brew Libre SSL connection. This is a few years old. So in macOS, there's dynamic linking for Libre SSL, and brew install Libre SSL will periodically change the version as they switch to a new version of within the brew. When that happens, older versions of PonyUp will stop working once Libre SSL is updated. We need to document the expected error that users would see and tell them that to reinstall PonyUp via the init script, as they will download the most recent nightly version. Within 24 hours of a Libre SSL change, it will work again. This also means that eventually, if they update to a different version of PonyUp, that it might be using a different Libre SSL than they have installed and will fail. So this is somebody commenting that they tried to install 4 days ago, and it failed due to a Libre SSL version. They gave information about how they installed PonyUp.
Which would be good for somebody doing the documentation.
Is this person implying, though, is the implication here that either something is wrong or they're within the 24-hour window?
So this would be somebody who would be in within the 24-hour window.
Okay.
It should be, right? Because they did brew install Libre SSL. They installed it, and it's the wrong version than the version that PonyUp was using, right? Where PonyUp within 24 hours will have that version, right? Because it was looking for 53, and it had 55. Right, so we had been linked against 53, and 55 had to have come out during that day.
Okay.
I don't know how these exports fix anything.
So what I'm gonna comment saying, tell me if this is wrong. What I'm gonna comment is saying, can you please try running those first two commands again to make sure you're running the latest as of today version of Libre SSL and PonyUp, and if it still fails for you, let us know.
Yep.
Okay. While I'm finishing typing that up, does anybody have any special topics or other pony related things they want to discuss while we're here today, now that we're through the auto-generated agenda?
I do not. Can you tell that I decided to kill some things that were on the
Yes.
that managed to make it for the good first issue?
Yeah, I can tell.
I had a little break there, so I knocked some stuff off. In the case of some of them, where it was like the only one, like one, two, three, four, that whacks a whole lot of stuff. And so a little bit more for other issues, we'll be able to make it on.
Anyone else? Any thoughts? Things they want to talk about while we're here together? Okay. In that case, thanks everyone who attended, and for those listening to the recording later, we'll see you next week. Bye.